Hello, everybody. Dr. Lakin here for another podcast. And these podcasts are a series are being done all in preparation for the release of our latest mini book called The Guide, which is going to be a general guidelines for various home care for your general medical conditions. This podcast is about dressing of wounds. Over the years, I find that this is a big issue for people, particularly for wounds that are on the legs, in particular the shin area, which is very common. I probably see one or two of those every week, and they require a lot of attention and appropriate treatment to prevent infection and allow for healing. The shin area in particular is very slow to heal. Other parts of the body too. As we get older, our skin becomes a inferior barrier to infection. It's not as good as it was. It doesn't heal as quickly. So attention to it is helpful. And so there's a whole section in here, and we have a variety of different kind of dressings. And in particular, the most important thing to do, or just a list of important things to do, the first thing you need to do is make sure you have your materials ready before you begin. I mean, this needs to be a very methodical process when you're getting wounds healed and treating them. So you need to have all your materials together. So assemble the materials. That's the first thing to do. And we give you a whole list of different kind of dressings to do and why you might use them. Generally, you're going to need our help in determining which dressing to use. But you can try any of them yourself, I suppose. I'm not averse to that. But it's very important that you assemble materials and then use some non-sterile gloves. If you don't have non-sterile gloves for whatever reason, you just wash your hands before and after. Famously, the head of medicine at Johns Hopkins was Dr. Victor McCusick, and he used to tell us to wash our hands before you see the patient. They'll appreciate that. Then wash your hands after you see the patient. You'll appreciate that. It was very droll, and he thought that was quite funny, and we all got a kick out of it, I guess, because we all remembered that. So, washing your hands before you begin, good idea. Washing your hands after you're done, another good idea. All right, let's talk about the different kinds of dressings. First dressing I'm going to mention is a wet-to-dry dressing. Now, the idea of this dressing is to remove material from the surface of an open wound. And basically, you start off with a wet piece of gauze, and as time goes on, it evaporates. It turns into a dry piece of gauze, which basically sticks to the wound. And when you remove that, it's a little bit of a tug and a pull, but it will remove some debris material. So that's the point of the wet to dry dressing. And the wet to dry dressing is what we call a debriding dressing. So what does that include? Our list includes gauze pads, 2x2 or 4x4. Inches. Those are available at any pharmacy. They don't have to be sterile because that makes them much more expensive. You can use non-sterile. You know, your skin has a lot of bacteria on it, so we're not being sterile here. You do then get generally sterile saline, a bottle of that. And the only reason that's sterile is because it needs to be the right concentration. And the saline is usually what we call normal saline, which means it's the exact same concentration of salt and sodium that's in the bloodstream. So it doesn't dry out the wound too much. If you can't find sterile saline, you use a contact lens solution. And then you either get cling wrap, which is sort of like a gauze bandage roll, or you can also use something called Coban, which is a self-adhering elastic tape. And so we go through the list here. What you do, you wash your hands. Then you soak the gauze pads with the saline solution, okay, and wring it out so that it's still moist, but don't wring it out too strongly. You apply the moistened gauze directly to the wound, then cover the moist gauze pad with a dry gauze pad, and then wrap it with your covering your cling, gauze wrap, or the Coban wrap. If you need to use paper tape, that's also useful, particularly if you're using the cling wrap, the gauze wrap. You would change this dressing once or twice a day, and generally when you pull it off, you're going to find that the gauze material has stuck to the wound, and so you're going to have to tug at it to pull it up. And as you do, there'll be a lot of sort of yucky material on it, some bleeding too. That's okay. That's good. It might be a little bit touchy when you take it off, but this is the important part because it's cleansing the top surface and allowing the lower layers of tissue to grow upward and outward and to heal the wound. when we talk about that, you know, an open wound needs to heal from the bottom up, essentially. It doesn't heal like across the skin, like a normal cut might that's been sewn up by at the emergency room or something like that. We call this healing by secondary intention. This is an old terminology from the surgeons, and it's important to get the material off the top layer so that the bottom layers can rise up and heal. All right, dressing number two is a topical antibiotic dressing. The materials you're going to need are the gauze pads again, the Coban wrap, and a topical antibiotic. Now, this antibiotic, generally I recommend, if you're going to use over-the-counter, use bacitracin ointment, or if you have a prescription, you can get some Bactroban or Mupirocin ointment. I'm not a big fan of Neosporin ointment, only because a good number of people have reactions to it, just topical irritations and allergic reactions locally. So Neosporin, the most popular of the topicals, not among doctors. So you'd apply the topical antibiotic to the wound. That's the first thing. You'd use your finger or Q-tip, put a gauze pad over it, and wrap with the Coban self-adhering tape, and change the dressing once a day. Now, this is just an antibacterial covering. It's meant to provide protection and to keep the tissues slightly moist for healing purposes. All right. The next dressing, this is called a non-stick dressing. And the non-stick dressings are important when you might have a skin tear or somebody who's maybe on a blood thinner, Coumadin, and they bleed a lot. And anytime you lift off the dressing, you're going to have a terrible amount of either bleeding or discomfort. So it's very important to do it properly with a non-stick dressing, and it's very important to get the right materials. So the materials you need, again, you need gauze pads, 2x2 or 4x4, and then the very special thing here you need is something called adaptic covering. And this is a Vaseline-covered mesh dressing that can be found at the pharmacy or ordered by the pharmacist, and they make it in a generic form, not very expensive, but it really adheres nicely to the wound and comes off easily without sticking to the skin. It's great for skin tears. And it's sterile, so it's very nice. And so the way you do this, typically, we apply maybe a little, also you need a topical antibiotic ointment generally here. So we apply just a thin, very thin layer of topical antibiotic ointment. Then we lay over the adaptic Vaseline covering. Then we put a little piece of gauze pad on it, and we wrap it with our self-adhering Coban wrap. You can change that dressing once a day. So that's a non-stick dressing. Finally, I think this is the final one, it's our debriding dressing. And this is a dressing we use when there's maybe a little bit of sign of infection, and there's also lots of material that's sort of weeping from the wound, lots of material that needs to be removed. Sometimes I refer to it as grumous material. I'm not sure the better term for it than that. The topicals we use here, we need to get together our materials. First thing you need is either Silvazorb gel or Bactroban cream. Ointments don't work for debriding dressings because ointments don't allow any of the materials to stick, like the gauze to stick to it a little bit or to draw out some of the liquids. They actually keep it too moist. So you want a cream or a gel, which are much more drying. So Silvazorb gel or Bactroban cream, okay? Those are both by prescription, although Silvazorb you can get on Amazon. You can get at pharmacies without prescription, but generally it's obtained through a prescription. You'll need gauze pads, a Coban wrap, which is a self-adhering wrap. So then you apply a small amount of the cream or the gel, either with your fingertip or with a Q-tip. Cover with the gauze pad and wrap with a Coban, and you change that dressing once a day. So that's it for dressings. We got four type. We've got our debriding dressing, the one we just mentioned. We've got our non-stick dressing for skin tears. Got our topical antibiotic dressing, what I'd call more routine dressing. And then you've got your wet to dry dressing for ones that need to clean off some of that material on the top surface. So that's it for dressings. Lots of information. Very important to take care of it properly. So do go to it. Make sure you're methodical. Get all your materials together and wash your hands before and after. Take care, folks.